Hey, today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We are at the two dots on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah said, Aval Nosein. We said that you're allowed to put cold water into a hot kettle or into a kos in order to warm up the water a little bit, just to take the chill out of the water. So the Gemara discusses mixing cold and hot water in a Kli Rishon, in a Kli Sheni, in water that's Omdim L'Shtia and water that's Omdim L'Rechitza. So first the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas tanaim, and the way that the amoraim decide in that machlokas tanaim. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Nosin adam chamin l'toch tzonin. A person is allowed to pour hot water from a kli rishon into cold water, because the water that's sitting in its place is able to overpower the water that's being poured in, and therefore the cold water that's sitting there, that's in the bottom cleave, that's being poured into, does not become hot from the water that is being poured into it. But veloatzon in l'toch hachamin, you cannot pour cold water into hot water, even if the hot water is in a klisheni, because the water that's sitting in its place again overpowers the water that's being poured into it. This is the concept called tasa'a gavar, that which is on the bottom will overpower that which is coming in. Divrei Beishamai, that's Beishamai's opinion. Beisil omrim, but Beisil says bein cham l'toch hatzonin, bein tzonin l'toch hachamin, mutter. In either event, it's going to be mutter, whether you pour hot into cold into hot. But when do we say that you're allowed to pour even cold into hot? That's only when it's into a kos, which is a klisheni, and the water water is only the shtia. Since you're interested in drinking it, you're not going to want it to be too hot, because then you're not going to be able to drink it. So that's why you're allowed to pour it in. Aval ba'ambati, but if it's a kli that's used for a bath, which is a kli Rishon, so then chamin l'toch hatzonin v'lotzonin l'toch hachamin. Then we go back to the principle of tasa gavra, that you're allowed to pour hot into cold, but not cold into hot. Rabbi Shimon Menasya Omer, Amar Rav Nachman Alach Rabbi Shimon Oser rather. Amar Rav Nachman Alach Rabbi Shimon Menasya. Rabbi Shimon Menasya says even to pour hot into cold is going to be problematic, and Rav Nachman says, and that's how we paskin, that when you're dealing with a kli rishon, even pouring hot into cold is going to be problematic. So the Gemara discusses hot water in a kli sheni that's omi the rechitza. It's a kli sheni, but you can use it for bathing and not for drinking. So normally the two svaras to be mekel are that you want to use it for drinking, so you don't want it too hot, and being in a kli sheni. So what if you have in a kli sheni, but you don't want to use it for drinking, you want to use it for bathing? So some Rav Yosef Lameimar, Rav Yosef thought that Seifel, a kli that you put water in for washing your hands and feet, Hareu Kambati, has the same din of a bath, because even though it's a kli sheni, since you don't plan on drinking the water, you want to bathe in the water, so you're going to want it to be very hot, we're going to include this in the Gezerah, and it's going to be Aser. So Amalei Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Tani Rabbi Chia, Seifel Eino Kambati. The Rabbi Chia taught, Beferish, that a Seifel is not like an Ambati, it's like a kos that's in a klisheni. So too, water that's meant for Rechitza, you're allowed to put Sonein into it. So Lamai Desal Gadai Tameikara, according to what Rav Yosef thought initially, the Seifel Hareu Kambati, that a Seifel is like an Ambati, and all water that's only the Rechitza, Beis Hillel is going to say that it's usher to put cold water into, and Rabbi Shimon Menasya says even to put hot water into cold water is going to be usher. V'amram Nachman Halach Rabbi Shimon Menasya, and we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Menasya. El b'Shabbos Rechitza b'Chamin Leka. So is there no way to wash on Shabbos with warm water? Water that's heated on Erev Shabbos for the sake of bathing, you're not going to be able to bathe with on Shabbos, unless you mix it with mayim tzoninim in order to take away some of the boil, some of the heat of the water. So according to Rav Shimon ben Menasya, you're not allowed to mix hot water with cold water in any way, even to pour hot water into cold water. And yet we had a brisa on Lamatesam Beis that says that you're allowed to bathe panav yadav araglav in warm water on Shabbos. You're not allowed to bathe your whole body, but panav yadav araglav is mutter. But according to the way we're saying right now, that even in a klisheni, and according to Rav Shimon ben Menasya, Asya, regardless of whether you pour hot into cold or cold into hot. It's all going to be Asr. How in the world are you ever able to mix hot and cold water? So, Mi Savrit, Rabbi Shimon Asefakai, says the Gemara, Naam. You think Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh was going on the Seifa, on the end of the Brisa, that said that according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to pour hot into cold in a bathtub, and that's what he's saying, that no, even hot into cold is going to be Asr? No, Aresha Kai. He's going on the beginning of the Brisa, that's talking about water that's meant to be drunk. Ubeis Hillel Matirin, Bein Cham L'Tzok Sonin, Bein Sonin L'Tzok Chamin, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh Oser Sonin L'Tzok Chamin, that Beis Hillel allows both Chamin L'Tzok Sonin and Sonin L'Tzok Chamin, when you can use the water for drinking, because you're not going to want it that hot to begin with. And that's where Rabbi Shimon Manasseh comes along and says, no, even if you're going to use the water for drinking, you still cannot pour cold into hot, but you can pour hot into cold. But when it comes to Rechitza, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh will be matir by Rechitza. So that's why it's mutter to bathe. Says Gemara, Lema Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, Damar Kavei Shammai. Wait a second, if Rabbi Shimon Manasseh says that you're not allowed to pour cold into hot water in a kos, so then he's saying like Beis Shammai, because that's what Beis Shammai said in the Braisa, that you're not allowed to pour cold water into hot water in a kos, even though it's omid l'shtia. Says Mar Hachi Kamar, Lo Nechlu Beis Shammai Beisil B'davar Zeh. What Rabbi Shimon Manasseh is doing, he's not coming to give another opinion, he's coming to interpret the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and saying that there is no Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel when it comes to pouring cold water into hot water in a kos, that even Beis Hillel would say that such a thing is aser. That even though it's l'shtia, the way Rabbi Shimon Manasseh understands Beis Hillel is that even though it's l'shtia, it's still going to be aser. So Amrav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Chazina Leila Rava, Delo Kapar Amana. So the Gemara explains Rava's position when it comes to these halachas. He said, I saw that Rava was not makbid about mixing cold water with hot water in a klisheni, and he allowed even sonin l'tochamim in a klisheni, even though you're going to use it for bathing and you're going to want it very hot. So again, there are three considerations over here. There's whether you're using it for bathing or for drinking. So we're more machmir when you're going to use it for bathing, because for drinking you're not gonna want it so hot anyway. There's the issue of kli rishon kli sheni. Obviously kli rishon we're going to be more machmir, and there's the issue of tzonin l'tochamin or chamin l'tochtzonin, and we're more machmir when it's tzonin l'tochamin because of tessa agavar. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua says, I saw that Rava was not makbid about mixing cold and hot water in a klisheni, even when it comes to pouring cold into hot, and even if you plan on using that water for bathing, as long as you have that one tzad lahakel that it's in a klisheni. So miditani from the Rabbi Chiya, nosin adam kiton shalmayim, the toch seifel shalmayim, from the fact that Rabbi Chiya says you're allowed to pour cold water into a seifel shalmayim, into hot water that's meant for uchitza in a klisheni, so bein cham letoch son, bein son letoch chamin. We understand that means that you're allowed to do it whether you're pouring hot into cold or whether you're pouring cold into hot, that's not going to make a difference as long as it's in a klisheni. So Amalei Rav Huna l'Ravashi, Rav Huna says to Ravashi, how could Rava learn from this brisa that you're allowed to put cold into hot in a klisheni? Dil mashayni hasam dimifsak kli. Maybe the case in the brisa is different because the seifel or the ketone is chotzeitz between the cold water and the hot water, because you're not in that case you're not pouring one into the other. You're taking the entire kli and submerging it into the other kli, so it's being heated on the from the walls of the inner kli being heated by the water that surrounds it. So Amalei Ma'arit Ma'aravashi says Rav Huna, the brisa that Rabbi Chiya quoted was Ma'arit Ma'aravashi, was it's mefurish that you're pouring the water, the hot water into the cold water, or the cold water into the hot water, because it says Ma'ara Adam Kidon Shamayim Latoch Sev Shamayim. So don't tell me it's about submerging one kli in another. No, it's not. It's very clearly about pouring from one into the other. Okay, so we will stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of the Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph next time.